A motorcycle repair failed.
When I got home, I called him. Hey, this bike is messing up.
Then another visit to the shop.
It just died.
When did you bring the bike back to Mr. Harder?
Same day.
And a mechanic.
When did you give him additional money?
When I picked up the bike.
Kickstarts a controversy.
I made him sign a contract saying, we are done with this bike, sign off as is, no warranties.
Judge Judy.
You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. This is Judge Judy.
Robert Pollard is suing mechanic Brett Harder for the cost to repair his motorcycle.
Order. All rise.
It's case number 332 on the calendar in the matter of Pollard versus Harder. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Sir, have a seat.
Mr. Pollard, this case is about your old motorcycle that you brought in to be repaired by the defendant. You're dissatisfied with the work that he did. You say that now you have to have a lot more work done on this 16-year-old motorcycle because of the shoddy work that he did on it. Mr. Pollard, when did you buy this motorcycle? What month and year?
July 2016.
So you bought a 14-year-old motorcycle?
Correct.
How much did you pay for it?
$2,500.
And when you bought this 14-year-old motorcycle, between July of 2016 and the time that you brought it to the defendant to have work done on it, did you ride it?
Yes.
What month did you take it in to Mr. Harder to be repaired?
October 2016.
And what was wrong with it that caused you to bring it into his shop?
I thought it was using excessive amount of oil.
And what made you think it was bleeding oil?
Every time I check, it'd be low, and I keep continuously adding oil.
Adding oil. Sometimes you saw oil on the ground?
No, never seen oil.
But you just had to replace the oil too often?
Correct.
Okay. And you brought it into him mid-October, and did he diagnose it for you?
Not really.
Well, what did he tell you it needed?
When I brought it in, I was telling him he was using excess oil, and he told me, oh, I got an engine in the bike. It'll be cheaper for you to just swap the engine.
Okay. And did he tell you how much that would be?
Correct. $300 for the engine and $300 to put it in.
So $600 altogether. And did he put in a new engine?
Yes.
And when did he give it back to you? What
Maybe
month?
Maybe January.
So he kept it November and December. So he kept it for 10 weeks.
Yes.
Is that how long you kept it?
I did keep it that long, but it was kept that long because he was making payments on it to pay off the motor. So that's part of the reason why it was kept that time period.
When did you give him money?
The first day I brought my bike, I think I gave him $200, $300 and said...
Two or three? Did you give him two or three?
I gave him $200.
So let's understand this. So between October, when you brought it in to him, and by the time he gave it back to you, you hadn't even paid for the motor.
No, it's the reason I hadn't paid for the motor, when I gave him the $200, he told me, don't worry about it. When I get through, just pay me. I was giving him the $200 on good faith that, oh, I love my bike, and I want my bike now, so here goes something just to get started.
Okay. Now, you picked up the bike in January.
Mm-hmm.
Beginning, middle, or end?
Maybe the middle.
When did he pick it up, Mr. Harder?
It was picked up on 12/8 of 2016 when the motor was put in and finished. He came to pick it up that day.
When did you bring the bike back to Mr. Harder?
Same day.
December 8th. It wasn't
Correct.
January. It was December 8th. And you brought
Correct.
It back to him because?
Because I rode about a quarter of a mile and it just died.
Okay, so he brought it back the same day?
He did.
And what did you do?
We took a look at it and determined that there was another issue not related to the motor that had gone bad in this older motorcycle that he has. So I said we need to replace that part that doesn't have anything to do with the motor. It's failed.
Well, that always has nothing to do with the piece that you fixed.
Right. Correct. Yeah.
That would be irritating. Do you know why that would be irritating, Mr. Harder? Let me tell you why that would be irritating to me. As a consumer, because if I paid $2,500 for an old bike, 14 years old, and somebody said to me, well, I'm going to do a full diagnostic on your bike, this bike is going to cost another $2,000 to fix, I might say, you know what, it's not worth it to me to fix it. I'm investing too much money into it. It's not worth all that. Do you understand?
I understand.
So what you would do is you put in the motor, you take it out for a test run, and if it's not working, you say, you know, it's really not working, you have more issues with it, do you want me to take out the motor that I put in, that I had, right? Because you
Correct.
Had the motor.
Correct.
I'll give you back your old motor if you don't want to do it. But now you tell him it costs more. And how much more were you going to charge him? Because he's paid you the $600.
Right.
So how much was this other thing that you say that the bike now needed?
The other parts were a stator, which is kind of like an
Auburn. I don't care what you told me. It's an Uberfahrzen.
169.31.
So you put in a new Uberfahrzen for 169.31.
Correct.
And when did you return the bike to him?
The 13th.
Of December.
Of December.
And you paid him $169.31. Not so terrible. And you took the bike out. When did you bring it back?
Maybe a week later.
1 week. So you drove the bike home?
I drove the bike. That's about it. I drove it home.
And what did you do with it after you drove it home?
I drove it home. I parked.
No, don't listen to me. What did you do with the bike, Mr. Pollard? Now you've not had this bike that you're still paying on. And if you want me to believe that in 1 week you didn't take out the motorcycle again, you just drove it home, I'm not going to believe that. Do you understand, Mr. Pollard? So you drove the bike home and you had it for a week.
Correct.
And you used it.
To drive it
home.
For a week. Because when I got home, I called him. Brett, hey, this bike is messing up.
The bike is messing up how?
The carburetor.
The carburetor?
Yeah, now it's the carburetor.
Now it's the carburetor.
It's the carburetor. This bike messing up. He said, bring it back to me on whatever day it was. And I get to
is
care.
What you're telling me, you didn't ride the bike between the time you brought it home and the time you then brought it back to him again?
Correct.
Never rode it?
No.
So he brought it back again on what date?
He dropped it off on the 3rd of January. We did the repairs. That was on the 20th when I returned it back to him. And I made him sign a contract saying, we are done with this bike. I don't want to have anything else to do with this bike. Sign off as is, no warranties.
I wouldn't.
Okay. So. I would like to see a copy of that.
But that wasn't the time when he told me he's done with it. That's the best he can do. I have brought the bike 5-6 times. Every time I get home, I drive 15 miles. One time, you need a rebuild kit.
Shh, Mr. Pollard, I'm looking at this contract. He says you have a contract. I want to see it. That's not what this says at all. Okay, now, on what date, Mr. Harder, did you see Mr. Pollard riding the motorcycle that you claim you followed him while he was riding the motorcycle? On
this,
what date?
This, I believe, was in October, and I was driving back from Jacksonville, Florida, and it looked to be Mr. Pollard in front of me on his motorcycle.
In Florida, Mr. Pollard, when you drive a motorcycle, you are required to have insurance.
No, you're not required to have insurance unless... If you want to ride helmetless, then you have to have X amount of insurance. But if you have your helmet on, you have to have no insurance.
I'm going to take a break, and you're going to show me that. Because if what you're telling me is that you're allowed to ride on public highways in the state of Florida,
correct,
in a motorcycle, and you are not required to have liability insurance, just liability insurance, what are you going like this for?
Because it's actually the truth. It's $7,500 on your loan, or, as he said, helmetless. If you'd like to ride without a helmet, I think you have to have $25,000 worth of coverage. But as far as Florida law goes, I believe you're not supposed
to see it.
To have insurance.
I just want to see it. Take a break.
I'll get that for you.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
When they bring the car in, it just needs a kafizmi. And then they fix the kafizmi, and the car still isn't working. So I'm not a huge fan of mechanics. I'm not also a huge fan of somebody who doesn't give me accurate information. Do you understand, Mr. Pollard?
Yes.
So let's start again.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy.
Robert Pollard says, mechanic Brett Harder botched the repair work on his Honda motorcycle.
Okay, very good. Here we go. This is what it says. If you own a motorcycle or moped in Florida, you are required to have any one of the following three things. Purchase liability insurance from a licensed carrier in Florida. That's the most common way to establish financial responsibility for any vehicle by having insurance. So you don't have insurance, right?
Correct.
Obtain a financial responsibility certificate from the Bureau of Financial Responsibility after you post a surety bond. Did you do that?
No, ma'am.
No. Or deposit cash and securities with the Department of Highways. Did you do that?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Or obtain a self-insurance certificate from the Bureau of Financial Responsibility after you provide evidence of possessing a net encumbered capital. Did you do that?
No, ma'am.
So all you did was ride around with no insurance?
No, ma'am.
So you didn't do...
But at that time, when I first got the bike, I did have insurance on the bike. And after it was in Mr. Harder's shop for so long, I dropped the insurance.
Listen to me carefully, sir. Then why don't we say that? I did have insurance. I bought insurance. From what company?
I had it with Geico and Progressive.
You had two different companies?
At two different times. The Geico
Just
policy.
Just a second. You had the Geico policy from when to when?
From July.
July of what year?
16 to like December of 16. And Progressive went from January to...
So tell me why you had Progressive.
February, after I seen I couldn't afford to get my bike fixed.
Just a second. So you had insurance with Progressive, according to you,
correct,
for 1 month, from January to February.
Yeah.
And you can all prove this because I'm going to send you outside. I don't care if I stay here till midnight.
Okay.
Because you can get that from Progressive.
Okay.
You do understand that.
Correct.
So we want to make sure that what you're telling me is true now.
Okay.
Because you had this witness here to tell me, oh, you don't need insurance on motorcycles. Do you understand what I mean?
Yeah.
Sir, uncross your hands.
Oh, sorry.
You have to understand, I'm not a big fan of mechanics. You know, I think mechanics sometimes take advantage of people when they bring the car in. Oh, it just needs a kafizmi. And then they fix the kafizmi and the car still isn't working. Well, it needs a kafizmi and an adapter for the kafizmi. And the adapter for the kafizmi is going to call somebody who went to law school. So I'm not a huge fan of mechanics. I'm not also a huge fan of somebody who doesn't give me accurate information. Do you understand, Mr. Pollard?
Yes.
So let's start again. Parts wear out. Racehorses stop racing. You wouldn't buy a 30-year-old racehorse. You want to know why? You wouldn't buy it. Keep putting money into this bike. You're ridiculous.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy.
Robert Pollard says mechanic Brett Harder botched the repair work on his Honda motorcycle.
So it's not that you don't need insurance. You do need either insurance, like you're driving a normal car. Now do you understand?
Yes, ma'am.
Good. Or you need proof that you have enough money so that if you cause an accident with your motorcycle, you've become a self-insurer. But you have to get a certificate to show them, probably annually, that you have that. According to you, first you didn't have either. Now we had insurance from July until December.
Correct. Yes.
Then you dropped the insurance and picked it up again in January. From January Progressive, January to February. That's what you said.
Yeah.
Right? And what happened in February?
I got sick and went in the hospital. And the other thing, my bike's unrideable. It wasn't rideable.
Listen, when you buy a 14-year-old motorcycle, sometimes it's not reliable.
But Judge Judy, my thing is, when I brought my bike into his shop just because it was burning SX oil, it was running perfectly. Wasn't nothing.
Mr. Pollard, then if it was running perfectly and just burning excess oil, then I would have taken my 14-year-old bike and kept riding it and putting oil in it.
Well, I wanted it fixed. I didn't know, but...
Mr. Pollard, where's your motorcycle now?
In Mr. Benny's shop with a diagnosis.
And if you keep pouring money into this motorcycle, it's foolish. It's now 16 years old. Parts wear out. People wear out. You know, racehorses stop racing. You wouldn't buy a 30-year-old racehorse. You want to know why? You wouldn't buy a 30-year-old racehorse? Unless you wanted a horse to ride around because the parts wear out. So if you keep putting money into this bike, you're ridiculous. You can't deny that he put another motor in the bike.
I can't deny that.
Right. And you can't deny that he put a new tire or is a tire?
No, it was a status. But he told me that, I get the status out your old engine and all this. But what I can deny is after my mechanic did further investigation, that he's not even licensed to fix on a motorcycle in the state of Florida.
Oh, okay. And you're not allowed to ride around in a motorcycle unless you have insurance.
At that time, I had insurance.
No, you rode this motorcycle without insurance to and from his shop numerous times after February.
I had insurance.
You didn't tell me that, sir.
I told you I had insurance from
January to February.
I told you I had insurance from July to December with Geico.
No.
Then I changed from Geico to Progressive.
From January to February.
I haven't rode the motorcycle.
Just a second.
I just towed my motorcycle up to his shop to try to get it fixed.
Listen to me. When was the last time you drove the motorcycle from his shop to your house when he was doing work? Because I have his records here.
What, the day?
Month.
February, when I picked up my motorcycle, I drove it from his shop to his shop and broke down at his shop.
Just a minute. Just a second. So you drove it in February from the defendant's shop to this witness's shop.
Correct.
And did he fix it? Did he do something to it?
No, he told me he was busy and bring it back in a month or so. He should be good. But I just
Now you're talking very fast, Mr. Pollard. You took it to his shop in February. He told you, I'm very busy, bring it back in a month.
Correct.
That's March.
Correct.
Okay? How did you get the motorcycle to his shop in March?
I didn't bring it back in March. I got sick.
I went to the hospital. So you got sick and you were in the hospital. When did you get out of the hospital?
I think I stayed about 45 days, so 45 days from there.
45 days, so you were supposed to bring it back in March. You didn't bring it back to him April or May.
Didn't have the money.
Just a second. So you hadn't been in touch with him. You came out of the hospital after 45 days.
Correct.
When did you bring the motorcycle to his shop the next time? When did he bring the motorcycle to your shop the next
11,
time?
11-9. Got to be 3 or 4 months ago, approximately.
3 or 4 months ago was sometime during the summer. And he drove it to your shop, which means he drove it to your shop. Uncross your arms, which means he drove it to your shop without insurance. Because he had insurance in January and February. That's where I'm trying. Do you understand what I'm saying to you?
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Are you the victim of a scam? Go to judgejudy.com, like us on Facebook, and follow us on Twitter.
Do you understand what I'm saying to you?
You have
a 16-year-old bike. That's your problem.
But
you
drove it
after he fixed it for the last time.
No. I did not drive it.
That's what he says.
Whenever I took it to his shop, when it was leaking and broke down on me, I just left Brett's shop because I went to the gas station and somebody said, oh, Brett did the same thing to me and called this guy, and I called this guy.
Mr. Pollard, what you just told me a moment ago was you left the defendant's shop.
Correct.
You took the bike, drove it to your witness's shop.
Correct.
That was in February. Your witness said, I can't do it now because I'm busy.
Correct.
Bring it back in a month. That would be March. You didn't bring it back in March because you went to the hospital.
Correct.
For 45 days.
Correct.
March, April, May.
Correct.
He says you brought it back to his shop around 3 months ago, which would be May, June.
Correct.
And he drove it there.
Yeah.
Yes. Didn't tow it there. Drove it there.
Exactly, yes.
Now, when was the last time the bike was in your shop?
End of January of last year.
It hadn't been to your shop since January of 2017.
Right, correct.
And the next time it went into a shop was when it went into your shop in May or June.
Oh, actually, it was longer. 11 is when
I saw him. Well, just tell me the date.
It was 11-9 is when he came in for the estimate.
No, you didn't see him again after you told him to come back in March until what date?
Exactly, the beginning of this month.
Beginning of this month.
Or which, 11-9.
Just a second. So the beginning of this month, so he had the bike. He had the bike in his possession. January, February, March, April, May, June, July, August, September, October, and you saw it 11 months later. Without insurance. Mr. Pollard, he's not giving you back $1,500. We're done. Goodbye.
Well, he's like, excuse me, step out.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
I found out later on from one of the guys that worked for him, he took some of the parts off my bike. And they put it on the other guy's bike.
It was a bike that we had in the back that had been wrecked. So we used that motor and put that motor in his bike.
I think he has the same engine, so he said his bike running right. Mine's not running, so.
The bike was an old bike, and a lot of things were going wrong with it, and he just expected us to fix everything and make it into a new bike.
As an individual, I thought Brett was a stand-up guy, but.
Which I wasn't getting paid for. So we agreed on the motor swap and the labor to do it. That's what I did, and I didn't want to touch anything else.
To come to court and lie and tell his lies, what he told about my bike,
Well, I'm just glad that I don't have to deal with this motorcycle anymore. It's been kind of a thorn in my side, and I'm just glad to be done with it.